Arf. Hounds of Heaven. Hounds of Heaven. Listen. Listen, we're streaming live on Facebook, X.com, YouTube. And it is about 8:35 here in Germany. And I was just really just sitting here minding my business. Minding my business. I was taking a look at the readings for Sunday, because you know I'm gonna do my reflection. My daughter had just brought me some chocolate chip cookies. Just sitting here minding my business. Not bothering anybody. And Kyle Kopy, our director of catechesis over at St. Dominic's Media, that's stdominicsmedia.com. Make sure you guys help whatever, become a member, help support our ministry. Kyle sends us a message about Archbishop Vigano going to jail, going to trial. He's been called up by the Vatican on charges of schism. Schism. And, you know, I said, this is incredible. This is incredible. Never did I think in my lifetime, did I think that I would see the Inquisition begin. I never thought I would see the Inquisition begin ever in my lifetime. I mean, I wanted it to happen, right? I've been saying that we need to have an Inquisition. We need to bring back the Holy Office of the Inquisition. We need to find and root out all the Freemasons in the Catholic Church. There's never been an Inquisition to get out all the Freemasons. It never has been. They're still in the church to today. To this day, we have Freemasons up and down the ranks of the Catholic Church. So I've wanted an Inquisition. Root out the Freemasons. Find them wherever they are. Nah, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. So then I start calling for an Inquisition of all the homophiles. Everyone in the Catholic Church who practices and advocates for homosexualism, that is the normalcy of homosexual behavior and activity. People who think it's normal, people who do not believe what the catechism teaches, that the root of this is psychological. It's a mental disease. But there's people who want that part of the catechism changed. Because I think it's normal to think people are born that way, think people that God made them that way. So I've long been calling for an inquisition in the Catholic Church to root out all the homophiles. Everyone who practices, covers up, and allies with the homophiles. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. Nevertheless, today the Inquisition did begin. It has begun with Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. What's the charge? Schism. Schism. Schism is how the Inquisition is beginning. Now, I just find that to be amazing. We're going to start it. We're bringing back Inquisition. We're bringing back the Inquisition to root out everyone who denies Vatican II. Vigano's first. Athanasius Snyder's next. Anyone who's going around saying that Vatican II was not a council, anyone who's denying that was a council, anyone who's rejecting the ordinary form of the Mass, the Novus Ordo, anyone who's rejecting that, anyone who's going around saying that the Novus Ordo is a near occasion to sin, all these people who don't believe, who reject the catechism, who say, oh, we got to follow the catechism of Trent. All those Protestants, all those cafeteria Catholics are up for the Inquisition. We're going to root them out. We're going to find them wherever they are. It's easy to find them. They're on YouTube. We can drop some names. I could be a snitch. This would be easy. The new Inquisition that's going on, that's beginning with Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, is going down. You know, if you get excommunicated, if you go for schism at the Vatican, you know, there's a number of outcomes, and he's going to lose because we're going to go to his Twitter page. He doesn't deny this. We need to talk about that. So he's gonna lose his trial. He's gonna lose. And the outcome is gonna be excommunication, and he is gonna start his own church because he's already a Protestant. He's already outside the church. So that's gonna happen. But that's how the Inquisition begins. And I'm kind of excited about it, right? I mean, I wanted the Inquisition to begin with James Martin. I wanted the Inquisition to begin with Brian Massengill. I wanted the Inquisition to begin with Bishop Stowe of Lexington and his trainee hermit that he has hiding somewhere. That's how I wanted the Inquisition to begin. Root out the weird stuff. Root out the so-called LGBTism. Root out the Freemasons. That's how I wanted the Inquisition to begin. But I'm okay here. We can start with schism. Because schism, these schismatics in the Catholic Church, they do need to go. I don't care about them. They're a problem. They're nothing but Protestants. They're leading people into Protestantism. They're leading people into Sedevacantism. They got to go. I have no problem with the Inquisition beginning here with Vigano. Bishop Athanasius Snyder in his credo, Protestant heretical book, is next. Get him out as well. I'm fine with the Inquisition starting here. But it can't stop there. It can't stop with just the enemies of Francis. It has to start with his friends as well. We have to keep this going. We just have to have standards. You know, I'm always talking about we got to have standards in the Catholic Church. We have to stand for something or we'll fall for anything. And we just don't have standards. We let anything go. We let people just walk around who should get punched in the neck. Talk about, oh, the Novus Ordo was a near occasion of sin. Oh, shut the hell up. Get punched in the neck. Those people do need to go. Anyone who denies Vatican II, anyone who rejects the current magisterium, anyone who set up their own magisterium needs to go. These are not Catholics. These are Protestants. All of them. Root them out. So I'm not mad about that. But it can't stop there. It has to continue. Purify the church. I love the Inquisition. Let's go to, if you hadn't seen it, let's go to what is being reported here. Let me pull up on the screen. So Vigano, this is on Vatican News. It says Vigano announces on X, and we'll go to his X account, that he's being tried for schism. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, former apostolic nuncio to the United States, has posted on his account, X account, a communication from the Dicastery for the Doctrine of Faith. So this is the office that sort of subsists in the Holy Office of the Inquisition, the Congregation of Doctrine of Faith. Now it's the Dicastery, what I've, you know, I affectionately call the disaster for the Doctrine of Faith. They're summoning him to Rome to face an extrajudicial penal process, also known as administrative process, for the canonical crime of schism. So this is a civil trial. He's not going to go to jail for this, but he's going to get excommunicated. According to the social account, which reproduces a copy of the decree attributed to the Dicastery or the Doctrine of Faith, Vigano was to appear Thursday afternoon or appoint his own counsel at 3:30 p.m. to take notice of the accusations and evidence concerning the crime of schism of which he's been accused. Public statements which results in the denial of elements necessary to maintain communion with the Catholic Church, denial of legitimacy of Pope Francis, a rupture in communion with him, and rejection of the Second Vatican Council. Everything that Vigano has proudly said and that he's proud of and that he's guilty of by his own words, by his own admission, unless he recants to avoid excommunication. The document warns that should he fail to appear or provide a written defense submitted by June 28th, The archbishop would be judged in his absence. So just a summary judgment based upon everything that he's already said. The article continues. In September 2018, Archbishop Vigano, in September 2018, penned a clamorous letter concerning the case of then Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, in which he called for Pope Francis' resignation. The McCarrick affair, which was fully clarified by Holy See with the publication of a detailed report in November 2020, that comprehensively refutes Archbishop. And this is true. We had a story, Kyle Copey on his podcast yesterday, Even Kill, talked about this whole thing in detail, that Vigano is not a whistleblower. He did not blow the whistle on McCarrick. In fact, he covered up for him. So he's complicit in this whole thing. That's what the evidence says. Rather, according to Archbishop Vigano himself, the former apostolic nuncio is accused of refusing to recognize the legitimacy of the current pontiff and that of the last council, Vatican II. The Dicastery of Doctrine of Faith has not commented anyway on the announcement posted on social media. In posting the decree, the social profile connected with Archbishop Vigano attributes the following to the former nuncio. He says, "I consider accusation against me an honor." All right. I mean, that's kind of weird. I mean, your church accuses you of schism, calls you in for trial. And he says, "I considered accusations against me honor." Why would schism be an honor? I mean, that sounds like something Martin Luther would say. And we should look that up. I think he did say something like that. And calls the Second Vatican Council an ideological, theological, moral, and liturgical cancer. That's strange for a person like Vigano, who is a cancer himself, who's leading people into a set of acantism and out of the church, a person who shows no evidence of being obedient, and obedience is higher than sacrifice. If you're not obedient, what are you? You're just going to hell. So even in light of him being called to trial for schism, no evidence of humility, no docility, just proud and arrogant, and going his merry way that no saint of the church has ever went. Commission affair, Cardinal Secretary of the State, Pietro Parolin, said Archbishop Vigano has taken some attitudes and some actions which he must answer. And that's the question. Will he answer? Will he answer? Will he answer? I mean, the man has been in hiding for years. I mean, like, he's in witness protection. Nobody's seen him. He hasn't offered a public mass. We've seen him celebrate no sacraments. All we've seen from Vigano is him showing up at the Catholic Identity Conference, some tweets, some letters. Oh, he's real good with the pen game. He's real good writing and posting. His social media skills are excellent for a person his age. But the question is, will he show up? Will he man up and go to the Vatican? Will he man up and sit in the trial booth? Will he man up and stand up and back up what he's been saying? If he's a man, he would. He'll come out of hiding. Everyone's going to be happy to see him, see his face again in person. The man has been in his grandmother's basement. Come on out, Vigano. I mean, if you're saying it, if you believe it, go to the Vatican, sit in the trial booth, and say what you've been writing to the face of the judge. That's what a man would do. And I love it. I would love it. I would love to see Vigano just be a man and stand up and be like, "Yeah, I said it. I said Vatican II is a scam. I said the new liturgy is a cancer. I said it. What you going to do? What you going to do, Frankie?" I would love that. I would love to see a man up and be a G about it. I like to see him drop some names, snitch. I don't know. I just man up. Chances are he won't, though. He's just a social media guy. He just posts stuff. All right, just write stuff. He's strong with the pen game. But I'm like, Vigano, go to the Vatican. Be a man. Stand up to the charges. Take the punishment. Be a G. All right. And I know you get all these people, all the rad trad ink saying, oh, I stand behind Vigano. Shut up. What do you stand behind? Disobedience? That's just a weird thing to stand behind. I stand behind disobedience. And that's not how that works. Right. And so, really, I mean, this whole thing is just going to be proven to be really just more divisive for the lay faithful, for those who actually care, which most people don't. Most people not paying attention to this, right? But it's just really going to be more divisive. It's going to end up leading more people out of the church. And the reason why, because Vigano is going to make it happen. You hear what he's saying already. He's proud of this. I consider accusations against me an honor. You know what that does? That makes people who follow human beings, just these weak men, and these women who are looking for a husband, looking for a Catholic husband, right? And so they throw that on to these Catholic celebrities. All this is going to do is make his cult, this cult of people he has, these weak men and these women who are looking for a husband, his cult, only thing it's going to do is lead them out of the church. This is divisive. At the moment in the opportunity where he can be a source of healing, where he can be like Jesus Christ, he's chosen violence. He's chosen to lead people out of the church. He's chosen to lead people to hell. I mean, this is no man. Vigano's a coward. I consider accusations against me honor. This does not help at all. This does nothing for the cult of people who follows him. He's not a shepherd. Not a good shepherd. All he's doing is leading people to hell. Reflecting on this previous experience of working with Archbishop Vigano, Carolyn told journalists, I am very sorry because I have always appreciated him as a great worker, very faithful to the Holy See, someone who was, in a certain sense, also an example. Not now, not anymore. What is disobedience an example of? It's an example of Satan. When he was the apostolic nuncio, he did good work. I don't know what happened. Demonic possession probably happened. I just don't understand how someone can be this disobedient to the magisterium. I'm like, root him out. If this is what the Inquisition is finding, if the Inquisition is finding people like this, who just proud of their disobedience, proud of leading their cult to hell, showing no evidence of humility or wanting to be a source of healing for the church, get them out, root them out, excommunicate them. Go let them start their own Protestant church, which he's going to do. And people are going to follow him. All right. Let the schism begin. And let everyone who rejects the magisterium, everyone who rejects Vatican II, everyone who calls the Novus Ordo an occasion of sin, let them follow him. Follow him. Follow your leader. That's what I say. This is crazy. Completely crazy. Let's go to his Twitter account. All right. Let's see what he's saying there. Let's bring that up. All right, so this is the Twitter account of Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. the disobedient one. Let me turn my translator on. All right, so here 5 hours ago, he posts the letter itself. Looks like it's written in Latin, maybe Italian. And so this is what he says. The communication beginning of the extrajudicial criminal trial for schism. Article 2, Canon 1364, and the canon law. Right? He says, the Cassia Doctrine of Faith informed me by a simple email. So the DDF is sending emails to start the schism. I had no idea that a schism would begin by email. All right. I'm just completely blown away by this whole thing. I had no idea it was going to begin with schism. I had no idea it was going to begin on email, right? Or the person accused would announce it by on Twitter, okay? By a simple email of opening an extrajudicial criminal trial against me. With the accusation of having committed a crime of schism, accusing me of having denied the legitimacy of Pope Francis, of having broken communion with him, and having refused the Second Vatican Council. I was summoned to the Palace of the Holy Office on June 20th, that's today, in person or represented by a lawyer. I assume that a sentence is already ready, given the out of court trial. Yeah. You at least he knows he's going to be found guilty. At least he's not an idiot. Right? Everyone knows that he's about to get excommunicated. Probably July 1st. I consider the accusation against me to be a reason of honor. I'm so disgusted by his disability of humility, which is a grace of the Holy Spirit. No one should consider it an honor to be accused of schism. And no one who's accused of schism should be posting it on social media as some sort of badge of honor. I believe that the very wording of the accusation confirms the thesis that I have defended several times in my speeches. He says, it is no coincidence that the accusation against me concerns the questioning of legitimacy of Jorge Mario Bergoglio. Code. You know, anytime people use the name like this, right? You know, a particular type of people, you know, Rad Trad Inc. Anytime they use his name like this, you know, it's code for saying he's not the Pope, right? And a rejection of the Second Vatican Council. The council represents the ideological, theological, moral, liturgical cancer of which the Bergoglian Synodal Church is the necessary the word is stumbling me. Metastasis. So there you have it. There you have it. The Bergoglian Synodal Church. It must be nice to have set up your own magisterium and be able just to declare these things that based upon your authority as a Protestant, that you find that the Pope is not the Pope, that you find that the Second Vatican Council is an ideological, theological, moral, and liturgical cancer. It must be nice just to be your own Pope, to set yourself up as the anti-Pope and declare these things, right? It must be nice. I mean, these are things, none of these things are anything that the Holy Spirit would say. you know, Vegano did not like pray, Holy Spirit, give me the words to write on social media. And this came out. No, nothing. Let's look at, see what some of the sycophant has to say about this. Here's Dr. Taylor Marshall. Regarding Pope Francis standing up to Vegano for trial. Dr. Taylor Marshall says this will go very badly for Pope Francis. He will win the battle, but take a mortal wound. What is this? Is this sports analysis? Political speech? He will win the battle, but take a mortal wound. For what? Getting a heretic, a schismatic out the church? Why would he take a mortal wound for that? He says, Vegano, he's going to tell you why. Vegano has revered and beloved the United States. Oh, because the United States is the center of the universe. And what happens in the United States really matters. The United States has never even had a pope. No, you know, this is the Americanism. I didn't even know to, like, I left the country. It's kind of sick, the bubble we live in, thinking that the world actually cares about what we think. I guess when you live in a bubble of, you know, of any place, you actually think you matter. You think your perspective and your worldview is what everyone else has. I mean, here's a clue. Outside of the United States, nobody really cares what Rad Trad Inc. thinks. There's no liturgical wars outside of the U.S. Nobody knows who Taylor Marshall is, largely, except those who follow social media, right? He's revered and beloved in the United States, so? Right? And again, he repeats the myth, and for exposure to McCarra scandal, that's a myth. He is actually part of the problem. So this will look to the world as Pope Francis. Look to the world. Nobody even cares. This is not making, like, news in Costa Rica, Honduras, or maybe some places, right? It is on Vatican News, but nobody's paying attention. This will look to the world as Pope Francis disciplining a whistleblower of sex scandals. This will become very ugly. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting take, right? It is going to be interesting to see how the mainstream media does cover this, if they choose to cover it. It looks like so far the way they're covering it is that this guy is a schismatic who denies the papacy, denies Vatican II. So far, that's how it looks like it's being covered in a tablet. Of course, Vatican VA is going to cover it that way. But that's how the story is breaking so far. That this guy is just a guy who is a problem, right? So, interesting take, though. We'll see, right? Let's go down to check some of the comments in this section to see if people are saying about this. Cassandra says, thank you, Your Excellency, for your fight and the edifying example you set of disobedience. This is not a good example. This is a horrible example. This is like one of the worst examples of example ever since example began in the history of humanity. I don't know who set the first example. I really don't. The first bad example was Eve, right? And she was disobedient, right? So the first bad example in the history of examples was Eve. The second bad example was Adam when he followed Eve. In the history of examples, the first bad example was Eve, and Adam followed her. And so now this Cassandra person saying, your disobedience is an excellent example. tell me that you're interested in going to hell without telling me you're interested in going to hell. Why would you follow the way of disobedience? It didn't work for Adam. It's not going to work out for you, Cassandra. Oh, my goodness. Archbishop Lefebvre's excommunication has never been revoked. No, I'm saying. Catholic set of Acontis just dropping fun facts. Daywalker said, we are praying for you. Yeah, we should pray for Archbishop Vigano, right? That the Holy Spirit fills him with all his love and truth and fruits and gifts according to God's will for Vigano. That should be our prayer for him and for anyone. Prayers for your protection. What protection? Vigano's not leaving his basement. He's not a man. He's not going to go to the Vatican. He's already said, oh, this thing has already been decided. He's not a man. Right? Like I said, a man would go to the Holy See. He would go to the Vatican and he would man up and say, I said what I said. Not Vigano. He's a punk. That's what punks do. They punk out. We faithful Catholics pray for you. Yeah, we should. All faithful Catholics, be strong. The guy, he's not strong. He's a coward. What are these people? Oh, here we go. D.A. Howard, we must ignore him. Francis has no authority. In fact, Francis must be disobeyed. Let me blow this up. This is what we're dealing with. He must ignore him. Francis has no authority. In fact, Francis must be disobeyed. My friends, this is what you call recognize and resist. If you wanted to know what recognize and resist leads to, it leads to this. This is exactly what it leads to. We didn't know that recognize and resist. You know, we heard these people, you know, rat trading. We're going to recognize and resist. Right, they have a whole Catholic identity conference based upon this. Recognize and resist. My problem with recognize and resist is that nobody ever told us what the limits are. When do we start resisting? What do we resist? Can we have some parameters here, please? Right? Recognize and resist. Rad Trad Inc., they never gave us parameters for recognize and resist. Right? So it never had defined limits or barriers or even standards whatsoever. You can resist anything, even a summons to the Vatican. All right. And according to D.A. Howard here, a sycophant, member of the cult here, he says, in fact, Francis must be disobeyed. Are you a prostate? Are you a prostate? What is this? What's going on? What world are we living in? I'm confused. I really am. What world are we living in at this point? I have no idea. This is just really weird. At no point in time in history has this been like just normal behavior or normal thought pattern. The Pope must be disobeyed. Whoever said the Pope must be disobeyed? But this is where we're at. And this is why these people, from Vigano to Athanasius Snyder to everyone else, the Inquisition has to continue. We have to get these people out of here because this is what they breed. This is the type of stuff they birth. And again, I'm on record for saying the Inquisition can't stop here. It has to go to James Martin. It has to go to all the Jesuits. It has to go to Brian Massengill. It has to go to Bishop Stowe of Lexington in his trainee hermit in the woods. It has to extend everywhere. We have to have standards. It can't stop with schism. All heresy has to be squashed. A lot of people saying, I pray for you. That's good. The life regeneration process. He says, this entire situation can be checkmated merely by impositing the proclaimed foundations of religious set faith against that. He's too smart for me. He's way too smart for me. Right. I don't even know what he's saying. Sarah says, I'm asking Mama and Jesus to send warring holy angels to your side. Your ex For what? Why does a man in his basement need angels to protect him? Right? He has a lock on his door. Right? He has a little camera. What's that camera called? You look through, see who's knocking at your door. Right? He's fine. Right? He probably has ADP, whatever. He doesn't need angels. He's in his basement. He's not coming out. Nobody has seen this guy in years. All right. When he goes to the grocery store, he wears a wig. Come on now. He's fine. He's just going to be excommunicated and start his own church. That's all. What else are these people saying? You're a hero to the Christian faith. Stay strong. Know that God sees your struggles. A hero to the Christian faith. If Vigo knows a hero, then Superman is a villain. I don't. This is like upside down land. I don't even know what's. I can't even believe what I read it at this point. But this is where we're at. This is what Rad Trad Inc. and this whole crap of recognize and resist has created. This is why the Inquisition has to begin. It has to root out this crap. Get all these people out. God sees your struggles. What struggles? He's not struggling with anything. He's definitely not struggling with being obedient. Come on now. Struggle? No. This guy has it easy. He's in his basement, but he doesn't have an authority. He doesn't have a pope. He doesn't have a god. He doesn't have anything. He's just a Protestant with his old magisterium. There's no struggle here. Oh, here we go. Finally, we have someone who has a brain. It's weird that their name is Chicken Daddy, right? Chicken Daddy says, submit to Christ by submitting to the authority of the church that he founded. It's that simple, people. If you trust God, you would trust his church. People think Jesus is like an idiot. Like Jesus can't do his job. Or Holy Spirit is like incompetent or incapable. Whose church is this? This is not your church, man. It's not my church. It's not anyone's church but the Holy Trinity's. That's it. And so if you're going to... Here's just the fact of life. This is just some grown man talk. It's better that if you live your life as an obedient Catholic, faithful to the church, and on your judgment day, you're able to tell your judge, Christ Jesus, I obeyed your church. Your church. I lived a life according to what your church teaches. And if you do that, what does God have to hold against you? What does he have to hold against you if you're obedient to his church? What does God have to hold against you if you're obedient to his magisterium? What does God have to hold against you if you're just a faithful Catholic and you have not leaned on your own understanding? You have not been a cafeteria Catholic. You have not been a schismatic. You just obey the teachings of the church. What does God have to hold against you? Tell me. I'll wait. He doesn't have anything to hold against you. But if you deviate from that, if you say, I'm going to set up my own magisterium, I'm going to reject Vatican II, I'm going to call the Novus Ordo or near occasion of sin and never go, I'm not going to fulfill my Sunday obligation, I'm just going to follow the Catechism of Trent. Oh, really? On Judgment Day, you have a lot to account for because you set yourself up as God and you determine for yourself that you're going to light your own light and set and light your own and follow your own path. I just think that's a risky proposition. I don't know who that's ever worked out for. So Chicken Daddy is absolutely right. You got to submit to Christ by submitting to authority of his church. Vigano has to go to the Vatican and stand up like a man to these charges. And either recant, repent, or continue to resist. His options are the three R's. I think we know what one he's going to choose. But we're praying that he chooses the other one. In the pontificate, and settling scores of Bagorlian's girlfriends. I don't even know what I just read. Oh, here we go. I like these posts that start with "I'm not a Catholic," right? Sometimes I get these in the comment section of my post. He's supposed to say, "I'm not a Catholic," and then it says, comma, but. I'm really just stuck on the first part. Like, why aren't you a Catholic? I just, every time somebody posts that in my comment section, or I see it on Facebook, somebody's, "I'm not a Catholic, but." Okay, can we go back to what you said before the comma? Like, why aren't you a Catholic? And why don't you just shut the hell up? Why are you commenting on something that obviously you have no concern for or care for, right? Because you're not smart enough to make a to arrive at the right answer to a question. So why would we care what you have to say after that, right? You're not even smart enough to get the first part right. "I'm not a Catholic, but." "But thank you, sir, for calling out the wolf in sheep's clothing to the world. Our Lord, our mighty Savior will reward you." It's always true when everyone starts off their sentence and saying, "I'm not a Catholic, but," everything after "but" affirms what was before the comma. They always say something so stupid like, "Man, if this person was a Catholic, they wouldn't have said that." Every time, I'm telling you. Every single time. Robert Saba, he's with me, and it looks like a lot of you in the comment box. "It's about time." Yeah, it's about time. Athanasius Snyder next. He's on deck. You're next, Credo guy. Possibly says Vigano, the Martin Luther of the 21st century? Question mark. He will meet with Luther in hell, and they will have a lot of time to think on their sins. Ooh, that was strong. Possibly came in hot with typos and everything. He came in so hot, he didn't have time for spell check. But we get your point, brother. And it's well made. I don't know if people in hell have time to think on their sins. I guess in a way, because it is eternal. You're separated from God. And you do know the truth. But I don't know if you're just sitting down in hell having conversations with Martin Luther. I think he's pretty busy and tied up at the moment. So, interesting thought, though. There you are. There are five. Yo, he says, "Let the example be Jesus. Remember, the devil disguises himself, imitates and can't imitate many things except obedience." Ooh. "Do you want an earthly example? Remember St. Pio or Joan of Arc." Ooh, they coming in hot, baby. They are coming in hot. Whose account am I on? Okay, making sure. You know, because I'm going to heart a couple of these. I had to make sure I was on my account, not on St. Dominic's Media. Yeah, you know, I'm going to drop a couple hearts on here. Let me get to some more sycophants, because Dr. Taylor Marshall had like 128 comments. Let's take a look at some of these, because you know they're going to be juicy. Because trees, what did he say? Fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. I don't know. Speaking of people, that's probably going to get excommunicated, right? When a schism continues. Dr. Taylor Marshall may get a letter, right? He may get a letter. Looks like he's on Team Vegano. Get them all out. Root them out. Get them all out. I think people, the problem with the church today, especially with this whole social media thing, everybody's running around like they don't have to be accountable for what they say and what they do. People think they just say things. They just lead people out to church. Carter Norvus Odor on near occasion of seeing Kennedy Hall. Dr. Peter Kuznetsky. You just think you can run around, say anything you want on social media, get some licks, clicks, get some likes, get some hearts, get some money. Now, that day is over. That day is over. The Inquisition is starting, and they're looking for people like you. So people are going to have to start being accountable for what they say. And that's going to be a change in the whole modus operandi, how social media works, right? You know, the day when you just say whatever you want to say about the Pope and the Magisterium, that time is over. It's over, baby. You're now going to be held accountable for what you say. I might even start snitching. You know, they say, you know, snitches get stitches. Listen. I'm not getting stitches. I mean, have you seen these guns? Right? Have you seen these guns? Look, nobody's giving David L. Gray stitches. First of all, that's not happening. So I might just start snitching on people. If you're up here talking about the Magisterium, if you're up here talking about Pope Francis of the Pope, if you're up here saying it's a near occasion of sin, the Norvus Odor, listen, I'm going to snitch you out. I'm going to send your name to the cast sheet of Doctrine of Faith. All you Protestants. All of you. All of you. I'm snitching. Let's see. People in the Marshall are saying. He said, Vigano turned on the Holy Father. That's that. So far, so good. So far, so good. Marantha's saying, yeah. I mean, that's a good point. You know what this is, right? You know, right now on social media and rad trading and the days to come, you know what's going to happen, right? Everybody's going to play victim. You know, it's the whole Marxism thing that they do all the time. Oh, Pope Francis is coming after us. We're getting persecuted. Shut up. You're a Protestant. You're a heretic. You're a schismatic. You created your own problem, and now you're playing victim? Come on, man. Where does that work at? That's like these liberals in the United States, right? Typically, you know, the culturally black liberals, right? Well, we're a victim. We need affirmative action and critical race theory. Actually, Black Americans didn't say that. It was white liberals who told Black Americans that. You guys need affirmative action because you're Black. You need critical race theory because you're Black. You're a victim. So white Republicans, right? That's exactly what your rat trying ink is going to do. You create your own problem. If you wanted to stay in your neighborhood and not graduate from high school, have kids out of wedlock, that's on you, bruh. That's not on anybody else. Nobody else but you. Sometimes you're your own problem. And Rad Trad Inc. and people like Vigano are their own problem. And that's it. Stephen B. say snitching get stitches in their britches. Ooh. Wow. That's actually scary. I can't believe Stephen B. Fish is like even saying that. That's scary. In your britches, is that like anal rape or something like that? That's actually pretty scary. Nobody wants stitches in their anal rectum. That's not even funny. That's actually scary. Father John Lovell, frequent guest on the show, founder of Coalition for Canceled Priests. Steve Musi, that's what I mean. He says, be careful. Vigano is ordaining men not trained properly for priesthood. Are you serious? Vigano is ordaining priest? What seminary does Vigano send these people to? Is he training them himself in his basement? Listen, I have so many questions right now. I had no idea this was going on. Vigano is, he really is an anti-pope. This is, wow. Wow. While he may say things we agree with, like what does Vigano say we agree with? That does not excuse his rash ordinations of men not educated. Wow. I don't even know if he's on trial for that. But Vigano, he needs to be stopped yesterday. Damien says, most of this, listen. One thing we don't do in the show is prophecy, unless it's in scripture. All right. This guy agrees with Tom. Yes, this will hurt the church and it will be ugly, but this is the fruit of Archbishop action. Wow. I really like these comments under Dr. Taylor Marshall. He has some really good followers. This is really good stuff. I haven't read one I haven't liked yet, I don't think, right? These have all been good stuff. Wow. This is like the stuff I get in my comment box over here when I do live streams. David Rubin says, Pope Francis went after the saintly bishop. I don't know if he's saintly or not. Can we stop calling people holy who have not been canonized? On the path of canonization. I don't know what Bishop Strickland's sins are. I really don't. But he did go after him. That's true. But again, Strickland created his own problem. He did. Bishop Strickland rose to become a bishop, not because he was a loudmouth, not because he was speaking out. He became bishop because he was known by other bishops as being a very good administrator and a little bit folksy, a nice guy. They thought he was part of the club. They thought he was one of them. Then sometime after he becomes bishop, I don't know, maybe he has a conversion. Maybe he says, hey, I don't give any ducks anymore. I give zero cares. I don't know what happened. But all of a sudden, he becomes a different person than the person he was while he was submarining all the way up till he became a bishop. And he starts speaking out, saying some things that you shouldn't say as a bishop, honestly. So here's the moral of the lesson. Be who you are. All right. Be consistent and be that person all the time. That way, people won't be surprised when you say something that's out of character. Just be who you are. Speak the truth at all times. Be obedient at all times and just be that. Right. But Strickland's problem is that he became someone who, other than who he has submarine to be. And there's consequences. Anytime you come out the closet, there's consequences. It just is, right? So I don't know if I agree with that one, David. I usually like everything you say. But and badmouth Native American Bishop Chipotle Philly. Yeah. Yeah, I think Pope Francis has went after people. I don't think you even mentioned the bishop who used to be in St. Louis. What's his name? I can't forget his name. I took a great picture with him in St. Louis. But yeah, he's went after his people he can start. Yeah, listen. Francis goes after people he thinks are his enemies. That's true. He does weaponize things that shouldn't be weaponized to get rid of people, right? And then he keeps people in place who do not go against them and criticize. That's true. We listen, we know Pope Francis is a little bit of a dictator, right? His leadership is a little bit unhealthy. We know this, right? But what I'm saying, if you notice about the Pope, if this is no surprise to you, then when the Vatican calls you up for trial for schism, well, just go. You are behaving in a certain way, knowing the consequences. And then when the consequences came, you played victim. All right. Some of you guys have a wife, and your wife has been a good wife, and she's communicated to you her deal breakers. She said, hey, I'm loyal up to this point. She said something like, oh, you put your hands on me. You start gambling. You cheat. Whatever. So a good wife will let you know her standards and her deal breakers. If you decide to cross those, don't play victim. That's on you. And so I don't have any sympathy for people who knew the game. People who knew the game and decided to play by a different set of rules. Yeah, Burke. Yeah, he went after Burke. He went after there was a bishop in Puerto Rico who was saying, don't you don't have to take the vaccine. You don't have to wear a mask. COVID is a joke, right? Pope Francis got rid of him. So Pope Francis says, man, he's been very petty. He has. He's been very petty. But he hasn't been secret about his pettiness when he was archbishop or when he was a pope. Everyone knows the rules of the game. Some people just, I don't know. There's consequences and repercussions to this thing. Tom says, yes, this will hurt the church and it will be ugly, but this is the fruit of archbishop's actions and words. Yes. This guy says, moment of truth, the Pope will end up waking more people standing on the fence to now pick a side. This is not going to end well. Schism, he called it. Behold, schism brewing and lurking around. Maybe. Yeah, I think it is divisive. I said that before. I think this is divisive. But I largely think it's only divisive to the vegan occult, which is American Red Tread Ink. That's it. This doesn't move the needle here in Germany. I don't think it moves it anywhere in Europe. I really don't. I don't think this moves the needle in Africa. It doesn't move the needle in South America. I don't think this moves the needle anywhere except in American Rad Trad Inc. That's it. That's who follows him. Reform to Rome says, I get your take, but I disagree. He's made his position indefensible. I think you may be overestimating his popularity. Oh my gosh, I just said this. Now, if only others who more than deserve discipline will get equally disciplined, like, for, oh my gosh, is this person me? Reformed to Rome? My goodness. That's my whole show right there. That's the points I've been making. So Very good comment. I like the comments under Dr. Taylor Marshall. So, very good so far. Let's check out the Gateway Pundit. Warriors for Jesus Christ have always faced persecution. It's always been the battle between good and evil. ACAC. I just don't know if, first of all, priests are not warriors. They're clerics. They're here for healing, not fighting. We're here for fighting. But I don't know if Vigano follows Jesus Christ. I mean, there's no evidence of that. There's no evidence that Vigano follows Jesus Christ. Come on now. Warren Carpenter says he was the best in the Catholic Church. Had to offer my opinion. Wow. This isn't what a strong organization does. They embrace freedom of convictions. They don't use cancel culture. Pretty unbelievable. Why? Because he's not caving to the woke globalists and antichrist crass with the Vatican. One of many reasons I left the Catholic Church and became born again Christian. Oh my gosh. This is where it's at. I feel truly sorry for my Catholic brothers and sisters in Christ. The leadership of the church has been hijacked by forces of darkness are now aligned with the world. All in the name of temporal power. Scripture warned us about this. I mean, here's the side of the thing I haven't thought about. All these Protestants sort of bring it out. I mean, let's go back to the spin. How the mainstream media is going to spin this whole thing. And how that makes the Catholic Church look in the United States. I don't know. This can go either way. It can go either way. It may look like the Catholic Church is getting some standards about herself and saying that we're not going to tolerate this, but that only happens if the Inquisition continues, you know, like to Joe Biden, right? James Martin, Brian Massengill, Bishop Stove, Lexington, right? Only if it continues will people say, man, that Catholic Church, man, they have some standards. I'm going to join. If the schism doesn't continue and just gets everybody in, all the homophiles, all the Freemasons that we know about in the Vatican, all the schismatics, if the Inquisition does not continue, then the impression is that, well, Pope Francis just went after one of his enemies. The Catholic Church is just being, it's political, it's petty, it's vindictive, it's inconsistent. This is a very interesting point, I think. I don't know if it really moves the needle, though. Again, I don't know how many Protestants are really paying attention in the United States. I think those who are paying attention have already formed an opinion about the Catholic Church. So it's going to be, I think, maybe interesting, but I don't think it moves the needle. Altogether, it's a bad look if the Inquisition doesn't continue. Palsy says, the worst pope of our lifetime. I absolutely agree. Pope Francis is probably one of the worst popes in the history of popes. And that can be true, and Vigano could be a schismatic. So both of these things could be, they're not mutually exclusive, right? I mean, these things can both be true. Okay. He seemed like the only one speaking out. I have a feeling he won't back down quietly. That's true. Actually, that's not true. He's going to back down very quietly because he's not going to the Vatican. He's not probably going to send a representative. He's just going to keep ordaining his own priests and start his own church. Let's be honest about this. All right. Let me get into some of your comments and then we'll bounce out of here. This is not a topic I got to spend 90 minutes on. Right. I think we know what's going on here. Viganos playing victim. And the Vatican needs to continue this inquisition. If they don't, this is just a joke. It's political. It's petty. If the Inquisition does continue, this is a great time to live in. It's a great time to live in, and I'm snitching on all y'all on social media who make videos about rejecting the magisterium. And I'm campaigning for Bishop Athanasius Snyder to go to trial next. Let me get to some of your comments, and then we will bounce out of here. Anne says, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano is not outside the church. The Vatican is outside the church. Let's just deal with math here. Can we do a little bit of math? The Vatican is outside the church. Doesn't equate. That really doesn't even compute. That's like saying my air is outside of my lungs are outside of my air. Like my blood is outside of my blood vessels. The pulp of my grape is outside of my grape. I mean, do I gotta continue this? Some things are just impossible to say. And that's one of them. The Vatican is outside the church. Right. I guess maybe you're saying that the Vatican is a political entity. So you're trying to distinguish the bureaucracy from the hypostatic church. I'd like to hear more about that argument, but I don't think it can get very deep. Doe says the so-called schismatics will be the only targets at Inquisition. They never go after their own. Yeah. Yeah. That's the scary part. Right. That's the worst case scenario, that the Inquisition just stops. Or that the Inquisition only continues with the Vigano, Athanasius Snyder types. That's still a good thing. That's still good if it continues down that way. But eventually we have to get the homophiles, the Freemasons, you know, the Skittles in this whole thing. John says, reality check. It's difficult to find the church now. The Vatican and Pope Francis are more than confusing. They would sure as hell cancel me and you. John, don't speak for me. I'm not going to trial for schism. I could go trial for a lot of other things, right? But it won't be schism. I tell you that much right now. Now, if they want to bring me up to trial because I said Pope Francis is gay and he's the worst pope and that he's done a lot of gay stuff, yeah, bring me up. I'll go to trial. The Rome, unless I can get to Rome about 5 hours, not a big deal. I'll go. Right. I just don't know where it's at in canon law that I can't call a pope gay because he's done gay stuff. I mean, show me that canon law. Right. I think you're allowed to call the Pope gay if he does gay stuff. Somebody show me that canon law where I can't call the Pope gay for doing gay stuff. So I'm not. Speak for yourself, John. I'm not going. Well, I'll go if there's something, you know, if I could be charged for, you know, calling the Pope gay for doing gay stuff. But no, speak for yourself, buddy. Speak for yourself. I'd like to go to Vatican trial. I would like represent myself too. I always want to like to represent myself on trial. Everybody says that's a bad idea. You don't want to represent yourself. But yeah, I mean, I would like to. I probably lose though. Just because I don't know canon law. There may be something in there that you can't call the Pope gay. Maybe. All right. So yeah, I would definitely lose. Definitely. Michelle's here. Shout out to all the members of our YouTube channel. I don't know if you guys know this, but if you're a YouTube member, member of our YouTube channel, we put away our videos that don't reach a certain threshold of views after a month, and they're all members only. So the only way to see some of our content is by becoming a member of a YouTube channel. It's like dirt cheap. It's like $1.99. Also, a lot of our videos we release to our members only before they become public. So if you want all the early releases to our videos, the best way to do it is to become a YouTube member. We appreciate that. Also, check out our more exclusive membership on our website. So if you had never read my essay on Pope Francis being the first gay pope, here it is. That's at stdominicsmedia.com. So I started in 2010 when Pope Francis has said, when he is still Archbishop of Argentina and he came out in union in support of civil marriages. So that's where my timeline starts. And so then I go to 2013. He says, if a gay person, you know, who am I to judge, right? So 2014, he approaches, he appoints Blaise Cupich, who he knows a Skittle, appoints another Skittle, appoints another Skittle. Then the whole thing with Kim Davis, appoints another Skittle, appoints another Skittle. And then like a really gay comedy said there in 2016, appoints another Skittle. Working document on the youth says the word LGBT, which nothing in the church should ever say LGBT. appoints another Skittle bishop, appoints another Skittle bishop. Says something about civil unions again in 2020. Called Jean Gramrich a valid woman, and she's completely Skittle. Congregation and Doctrine of Faith. And that's about the same-sex unions. It's just more gay comments, The Synod Synodality LGBT. So I have a whole timeline here of Pope Francis being like the first gay pope. So if they were to bring me up to trial, John, for calling Francis, listen, I have the receipts. Like, here's all the evidence right here. So I'm ready for trial. I'm completely ready for trial. So while I'm here on the website, though, let me show you guys this. So over St. Dominic's Media, we got some options for you to support us. We are a young publishing company, been around since 2017. So we publish books, we publish courses, we do things on social media. But I just want to let you guys know, if you become a member, of St. Dominic's Media. Something like $5 a month. Great deal. You have access to all of our courses, all of our ebooks, and you receive one hard copy, I'm sorry, paperback book of a book that we've published, which I think is like up to 10 now, in your mail just for becoming a $5 member. But here is the juicy one, though. This is the one I get excited when people sign up for. It's a lot of work for me because I got to ship 10 books. But if you become a lifetime member, you receive every book we ever publish and every book we publish in the future. So please consider supporting St. Dominic's Media. We really need your support to continue growing, adding more people to our team, and adding more content. Let me get back to some of your comments so we get out here. Andrew Stahl says, David, you are on point. Thank you, sir. Paul says, David, was St. Athanasius a schismatic? Resisting heresy is required of faithful Catholics. I just don't know what heresy. Yeah, we should resist heresy. What heresy are we obliged that Vatican II or Pope Francis is obliging us to obey? That's the question. So, and it's not up to the magisterium of Rad Trad Inc. or Athanasius Snyder or Vigano to determine, to tell us based upon their own source or own source of authority that, oh, that's a heresy. Because you've read some of their writings. Pope Francis has said some very questionable things at times. At one point in time, he called the Holy Eucharist the bread of sinners, which is, what is that? Is that a heretical statement? Maybe we need some more information about that. We need him to explain that more. It could have been just a bad translation. It could have been he's not really a great theologian, right? But is it an obstinate denial, right? We don't know. So this is why those things like the dubias and those questions that we send him are important for him to further explain the things he said, right? So, yeah, we shouldn't follow heresy, but what heresies are we talking about? Deacon Toby says the scourge is of mental schism around a Vigano departure is a seed the Vatican should not plant. It will not be a withering wind. Vine, maybe? Because once it germinates and blooms, Satan reaps the yield. Yeah, I would agree with my friend Deacon Toby here. I mean, to a sense. So, yes, Inquisition. I think we need a lot of Inquisition because we need to have standards. But at the same time, is this an unforced error by the Vatican, such as fiducius supplicans was just an unforced error? Blessing people was already possible. And the Vatican is telling us, oh, this isn't for blessing Skittles and their unions. This is for blessing people. Well, that was already something priests could do. Therefore, this document was unnecessary. What was the point of the document for telling people they could do something they already do? That's like sending me a document saying I have to go to the bathroom at least once a day. I know that. If I'm healthy, I should have regular bowel movements. I don't need an order from a doctor to do that or a command. All right? So is this calling this Inquisition trial for Vigano, is it an unforced error? Was it unnecessary? That's an interesting point. I think one that we'll see how this whole thing plays out. My perspective is that no, it doesn't move the needle. I don't think anyone's really paying attention. I think a next news story comes in a few days, a few weeks, and we'll move on from this. Vigano gets excommunicated. He starts his own church. It becomes like the old church One day he's ordaining men, next day he's ordaining women. I don't know. Maybe it's the SSPX. I don't know, right? But we've had a lot of these in our history. People get excommunicated before or after they start their own church, right? Vigano is just going to start his own church, and his cult will follow him. Good riddance. Pray for their salvation. All right. But we'll see. We'll see who's right. Rob was kind of disturbed by my comment saying that priests are not warriors, that they're clerics. I thought this is just a known fact. Priests are clerics. That's what they are. They have a ministry of healing, preaching, teaching, in union with the bishop. So they're not on the battlefield. They're in a sanctuary. We go to them. There should be, listen, when we leave the mass in the Etsy Missa S, our job is to go out there and do battle. Their job is to be ready in a field hospital when we need to be healed. They should be in a confession booth. They should be in a sanctuary offering the sacraments. We can't have priests out there doing battle with us. Where would they be when we need healing, right? They're clerics. That's their ministry. It's not condescending. It's the most essential ministry that there is. Without their clerical, without their healing ministry, we can't do battle efficiently. So, no. I don't call them warriors. I'll call them clerics, which they are. They even wear clerics. They don't wear swords. Jesus told his priests to put away your sword. There was not one sword fight in the book of Acts where there's a lot of healing. They're not warriors. They're clerics. So. Sissy Brooks calls us Powell on Vigano Day. It is the news story of the day. Lisa says, yeah, there are huge Protestant movements that are very political. Yeah. John says, David, please, you know that the Inquisition will not continue. Hey, I'm just hoping, man. Can a brother hope? Can a brother wish? Can a brother offer up a prayer? Right? Listen, come on, John. Nobody wants to hear facts from you right now. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Listen, what would Obama say? Keep hope alive. Something about hope. Can I hope? Can I hope the Inquisition continues, man? Come on, man. Stop being a killjoy. Stop being a killjoy, man. Come on, John. My gosh. I want to block you from this stream, man. You keep coming here with all these reality checks. We don't need that. Lisa says, I wish U.S. Catholics did not act so myopic, when it comes to viewing the Pope's decisions. We tend to see the church through our own American culture. Yeah. That's true. And I don't think that is just something. I don't know. As an American, I just think we are a little bit arrogant. We think we're a little bit, some American supremacy there. We do. You know, we're a superpower, right? People, we have the whole world. You've used your passport. You traveled around. Isn't it amazing that the whole world is eating McDonald's and wearing jeans? Isn't that amazing? It's demonic, but the whole world is flying the LGBT flag. When America coughs, the world gets sick, right? So, yeah, I think we can. It's natural that we think we're the center of the universe. But at the same time, when it comes to some things, right, nobody's really checking to see how, Rad Tradding feels about something, right? That's the real talk. Kathleen, David, they took out Strickland. They're going to take you out. John, I haven't done anything but call the Pope gay. And I have receipts for that. John, are you trying to snitch on me? I can't believe John Cafagastero is trying to snitch on me. Oh, my God. I'm going to snitch on you, John. all those videos you got over there on your YouTube channel. I'm like, listen, we're going to snitch on each other. Can't believe this. John's trying to snitch me out. Oh my gosh. David, my bishop celebrated Juneteenth mass. What's a Juneteenth mass? Do you have like all the Republicans come in there and you clap at them for freeing the slaves? Right. Juneteenth is a day when we celebrate the Republican Party and Abraham Lincoln. Right. It's amazing that a Democrat president made this a holiday. Right. Democrats should have beat him. The Republicans should have beat them too. Should have beat him to it. That's just really arrogant that the Democrats made Juneteenth a holiday. They took credit for something the Republicans did. It's the most ridiculous holiday ever. Juneteenth is celebrating the day that the slaves in Texas found out that they were free. I don't understand it. Why isn't the actual Emancipation Proclamation Day a federal holiday? Why Juneteenth? That's just odd. Maybe because the Emancipation Proclamation didn't actually free all the slaves. Fun fact, right? So a mass for Juneteenth, was it in Texas? Lisa, do you live in Texas? If it happened in Texas, maybe I can understand, you know, Juneteenth, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, all these secular holidays established by the government. I don't like it. You know, when we sing the Star Spangled Banner mass, I don't like Americanism in mass either. So it seems sort of themey. It seemed like a theme mass. I don't like theme masses. I think the mass is good enough itself without a theme. So yeah, that's just silly. The Juneteenth thing. That's like celebrating Kwanzaa, Martin Luther King Day. Oh my gosh. That's weird. My husband agrees with you that the Pope is gay. Listen, I think it's, you can't do this much gay stuff and not be gay. I'm not saying that he acts on his gayness or anything like that. I'm just saying that you can't do this much gay stuff without being gay. It's like Barack Obama. Remember Barack Obama? He brought the gay marriage into the military, you know, got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell or something like that. You know, then they came out, said they support gay marriage. He had pointed all these Skittles. Listen, you can't, and we all know Barack Obama is bisexual. He admitted it himself. There's been books about this. In college, he thought about being, you know, marrying a man, you know, this whole thing. But he said, oh, that's too easy, right? He thought women would be more challenging. This isn't just rumors. These are known facts. Rumors are all the gay men he had sex with got killed in Chicago, right? I don't know if that's a rumor. That's just more like a fact without adjudicated verification, right? It's kind of like the 2020 election. We know what happened. It's just we never had a chance for that whole thing to be adjudicated, right? It's like one of those facts. We know who won, but the cheating was never adjudicated. No one has went to trial, right? So, come on, man. We know Michelle Obama is not a biological woman, right? So, again, but you can't, you can't do as much gay stuff. But so when we see Obama doing on the gay stuff, yeah, he's gay. He's a gay president. It's like me, right? If I was eating a bunch of donuts and Snickers and cupcakes, you don't do all that stuff and not be a fat boy, right? I am a fat boy on the inside. You know, I work out a lot. a lot, like every day, to compensate for me being a fat boy. But if I just let myself go, next tomorrow, I'm like 230 pounds. Just like that. Because I'm a fat boy. Right in here, in my heart, on the inside, I weigh 600 pounds because I'm a fat boy. I like everything Little Debbie makes. I like everything Hostess makes. I do. Sometimes I'm a carnivore. I am 90% carnivore. But some days I eat 5 Snickers in a day, sometimes more. I'm a real fat boy like you've never seen. I should be on My Fat Life, whatever that show is called. I should be in somebody's bed over here, bedridden. Fat boys do fat boy stuff, right? Gay people do gay stuff. That's a fact. Michelle says, be careful. Look what they did to Joan Rivers. Yeah. That's true. Catch me if you can. All right, my friends. I'm out of here. That's the end of the show. Everyone, please do say a prayer for Vegano. Let's say a prayer together now. You know, in the Patris, Filio, Spiritus Sancti. Eternal Father, we come before you now, seeking your mercy and your blessings. We do ask you to heal your church, Lord God, and heal your church of all unnecessary division that's causing people to leave your church and to doubt you and to doubt your church that you established through your apostles. And we pray for healing for Carla Maria Vigano, Lord, that you touch his heart, that you fill him with all the graces necessary according to your will, that he would turn and pursue peace and love and obedience to you, Lord God. And we also pray for Pope Francis and everyone in the magisterium, Lord God, that they pursue peace through truth and that they seek you first. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name, amen. In nomine Patris et Filio, Spiritu Sancti. Peace out, my friends. I'll see you in the next one. Again, this is David O. Gray Show on Saint Dominic's Media.